Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I am joined this morning by Mr. Todd St. Ors of Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you this morning?
Happy Veterans Day to you. I'm doing great.
Happy Veterans Day to you, sir. We were talking just a moment before we jumped on together, and I just want to say thank you so much for your service to our nation in the Navy. You said 21 years?
Between the active and reserves, yeah. I did a lot of years.
That is a lot of years, and our nation would not be the place that it is without the sacrifice and the service of our servicemen and women, and I just am so very grateful.
Well, you know, and it was a it was a great experience for me. I was just a young guy living in Colorado. Had no idea what the Navy was all about.
Somebody
said they got a lot of airplanes, and I'm like, oh, cool. So the last 10 years of my career, I was a P3 and C-130 engineer flyer with the reserves. So it was I just had a great career, and you know, I take a lot of pride in what the veterans do for the country, and this week and this month is one of those times where, you know, I just kind of really like to reach out to veterans and just tell them that they're appreciated. So I, you know, I recently looked up, and I think this was a couple years ago, but the average percentage of our population that's veterans is 4%, which I thought it would be higher than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So anyways, that's what sticks in my mind is about a veteran. So there's of the men and women that are out there, 4% of them are you know, have stepped up and taken the call to serve. Wearing the cloth of the country, I think, is really important. And, you know, I try and carry that honor over into how we do business at Gulf Coast Air Care. And, you know, one of the things I want everybody to know is we always offer the veterans our best discount to try and help them with indoor air quality issues, with duct cleaning, with getting their HVAC and their comfort right. And so that's one of the things, if you're a veteran, be sure and you mention that to our staff, you know, when you call in or if you talk to me. And, you know, I get accused all the time. Is like, I ran into this guy one time and I had disappeared for 3 hours in the afternoon. This guy was a Purple Heart veteran who was on Corregidor when the Japanese captured Corregidor Island in the Philippines.
Wow.
And I serviced this man. I never charged him anything. He's since passed. This is probably 20 years ago. He was the most incredible, amazing, his stories and his mind. He was 80. He was in his middle 80s then.
Wow.
And, you know, the office is looking for me like, what are you doing? Where are you at?
Where'd you go?
And I was talking to this guy for just hours, you know, and he would call me. I'd drop what I'd do and go down there. And he was a really unique individual. But, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, as the owner of the company, you really get to embrace your passions. And one of our passions is building science, and the other is people that have made a difference in our lives, and those are obviously veterans. I want to wish all the veterans a happy Veterans Day today.
I echo that sentiment. That is just incredible. And yeah, I love that you took the time to hear the stories and connect, because what, you know, a living history, and
right,
and that doesn't last forever. Like you mentioned, if he's, you know, since passed away, that his stories can continue on, and his legacy, and we can honor the memory.
Well, and you know, so when my dad was born, my grandmother had a kind of a difficult birth, and my grandfather was in flight training in San Antonio with the Army Air Corps at the time, and he said, I'm going home, and they washed him out of flight training, and he would have been one of those bomber pilots that went to Europe. You know, half those guys never came back.
Wow.
And of course, so at me being a flight engineer, he was a flight mechanic when he came back, because he was most of the way through flight training. And when he came back, they said, well, you're not going to be a pilot anymore. And he trained all those bomber crews in the United States that, you know, in Europe that went over there in 42 and 43. And so I kind of followed in his footsteps a little bit. You know, I get a lot of my sense of humor from him. And, you know, my work ethic comes from him and my father as well. So my dad didn't serve. I was born early in his life, and he avoided the draft for Vietnam because I was in the picture. So, you know, we haven't got to the indoor air quality topic today, but I think it's important to understand people and their story. You know, when I get to a house and look at an indoor air quality issue, like, something as similar as duct cleaning, or, you know, something as complex as, you know, the attic renovations and all the in-depth building science work that we do, I always want to hear the person's story, because their story will enlighten you to, you know, what their mindset is, where they're coming from, you know, and how they, you know, how they kind of feel like their situation is affected. And then you make a better decision, diagnosis, we get a better solution for them if we take the time to understand who they are and know their story. And like I said, some of the greatest stories I've ever heard are veterans. I've run into guys in this town where it's like, you were in Okinawa in 1982. Wow, you were my division officer at the time, and we didn't even realize it. I ran into a guy the other day that I started out as a young airman in the H-46, and which is a two-engine flying Boeing, called it a flying egg beater. I wanted out of that thing bad. And one of the pilots that I remember, I found out the other day, I ran into a guy that flew with him, Bill Beeson. Bill, if you're out there somewhere, he was in the Philippines when I was, wow, as a young, you know, in 1980.
Isn't that crazy?
So, you know, and I've met all those people through the work that we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. I will mention Gulf Coast Air Care. We do duct cleaning. We do, we focus a lot on the duct because it's the out of sight, out of mind thing. All that stuff is typically in the attic. And so if we can help you with a duct cleaning issue, an indoor air quality issue, a comfort issue, and you can call us at 934-2768. That's our number, Gulf Coast Air. We are open today for Veterans Day. I'm hoping to have a short day today, but I've got some people that I have to visit with after the show, so I'll be out on the roads. And I have brought you a tool. Oh, do we have a call?
We do have a call. So hold on to that thought.
Okay,
to the tool.
Right.
We have got a call from Mike in Pensacola. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Todd, I've got a two-story house, and on the bottom story, my air vents are actually poured into the slab.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not on a subfloor. I'm on a slab. But when they made the house, they made the vents. I don't know if you've seen that before.
We've called that subterranean duct. Yeah.
Okay. And my top floor is flex lines.
Uh-huh.
And what I was wondering, when y'all are coming, you know, clean air ducts, are you able to clean flex lines?
Yeah. We use pneumatic tools. We've got like an air tool that's hooked up a two-stage compressor, and the tool that we have is very lightweight. It's a maneuverable type of hose with tentacles on it. So it beats around in there. It gets everything loose. And then, of course, we're using a negative air machine to suck out or entrain all that debris, particulate, spores, allergens, all that sucked out and captured in our vacuum cleaner rig. So, yeah, we do have good success with flex. Oftentimes, there's flex duct has a service life to it. And that's one of the things where if it's not cleanable, you can inspect it fairly easily, and you have to change it out in some cases. So we do clean some flex, and then we make a lot of recommendations to change that flex out.
Now in that situation, do y'all install flex, or would I have to call an air conditioning company?
Oh, no, we're licensed air conditioning contractors in Florida and Alabama. I hold that license in both states, so that's something we can help you with.
Okay. As far as getting an inspection done, what does that cost?
We do a free inspection to kind of see what you've got going on. If you need documentation or anything, if we bring out diagnostic tools, we'll talk to you about, small fees to get a diagnostic done. But it's a free estimate for us to come out and do an inspection and see what you got going on. So you can just call us for that at the office, 850-934-2768. Be glad to get that in the schedule.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike, for calling in. And if you have a question, you're welcome to call or text 850-437-1620.
Absolutely.
And we were talking before, Todd, about this new tool that you have brought. I am so delighted.
Let me just tell y'all, Ruthie is excited. Y'all, you cannot see her, but she is over the moon because I brought her a hygrometer this morning. So she can, you know, I heard you talking to Lisa in the last hour about, you know, checking your humidity levels. And we're not really, it's 77 today, going to mid upper 70s. So it might be warm enough for air conditioning, but it's really not air conditioning season.
We wouldn't need to, I imagine, if our humidity levels were lower.
So the humidity creeps up a little bit, and that's what makes things uncomfortable. So the tool that we use, our go-to, and Lisa referred to this, is called a hygrometer. And basically it's something that gives you temperature and humidity relative to temperature. So basically, you want to be 40 to 50% in there. We do a portable one where you can move that around the house. You could put it in the master suite or in the bedroom or the master bath where, you know, you got that shower and bath thing going on. You can put it out in the kitchen. You can put it in any of those troublesome areas. And that's one of the things that I really like to have, you know, because everybody – they just got the thermostat on the wall and they're going up, they're going down, they're going up, they're going down. And they really don't get the full understanding of the indoor air quality, the comfort factor in indoor air quality, if you don't have that kind of tool. So I want you to take that home, use it, look at it.
I'm so excited. I was admitting to Lisa how I have not done my homework in securing one of these for myself. And then here comes Todd to save the bacon.
Well, and we do dehumidifiers as well. They have a lot, a wider range of dehumidification solutions that they do. But we do dehumidification as, you know, you got to see how much is the duct leaking. You know, am I getting 3 tons of air out of a 3-ton system? You know, and then the air distribution, the balancing, how dirty is the system? Is there microbial issues with that? So, you know, that's that indoor air quality building science. That's that testing thing that we do. And we go hand in glove. We have worked with them for a long period of time. And, boy, it's just a great symbiotic relationship that we have with Southern Climate Solutions. I know she sang my praises on the air before, so.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I love it. It's a love fest here.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, it just seems to be the indoor air quality comfort humidity hour going on here between 9 and 10 today.
So. Well, and I can't really imagine a better place to have that conversation than here in our subtropical zone 9.
You know, and we've got another storm out there that hopefully it's going to veer off and get away from us, but it's probably going to produce some moisture and some rain and, you know, that drives those humidity points up. And then, you know, that is a factor in the comfort that you have in the house, you know, so.
And we have a question coming in. Todd, this is interesting. Okay. This listener says, I have an electronic ultraviolet light air cleaner attached to my HVAC.
Right.
Do I still need an air scrubber or need to have my duct work cleaned?
So the ultraviolet light that you have there is hopefully, if it's placed in the right position, it is going to address any microbial issues, any growth, anything. The source for that starts at a wet evaporator cold during air conditioning season. The transition that we have from cooling to heating, there's a dry period, so everything dries out on that coil. And then you go to heat and you heat that thing up, it burns everything off, you get that awful burning smell and you get all that. So the ultraviolet light is meant to shine on that evaporator coil surface and keep everything clean and not have microbial issues and suspect microbial growth or that buildup in there. The key part of that question is you've got to have good filtration in place, and you can do a portable air cleaner if you've got sensitivities or allergies or, you know, you're concerned about particulates. But the air conditioning system is always pulling airflow through the system, either heating or cooling. And so you want to have good filtration in there. And you know what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
That's right. So good filtration is important to keep the particulate down. And then the ultraviolet light is something that helps keep those particulates from actually growing in there, because it uses the C band of UV light. And A and B UV is what gives you a sunburn when you go to the beach if you don't have sunscreen on. The C band of UV light kills on a cellular level. We recommend that often for our climate here because it's so humid all the time. And, you know, all the moisture driven issues that Lisa's talking about and we've talked about in the past, they're all moisture driven issues. So the ultraviolet light is great for treating the HVAC system in the portions that, you know, if it's up in the plenum, up in the ductwork somewhere, it's really not doing you any good in the fact that it needs to be in close proximity to the evaporator coil or that coil inside your air handler or your furnace. And that will keep your system clean and really sterilize. You can sterilize the coil surface with ultraviolet light. So I think there's a combination of two things. You've got to have good filtration and UV light. And that doesn't address dehumidification. So if your air conditioner is oversized at all or if your duct's got any leakage, you don't get the optimized maximum humidity taken out of the house, and that's where you get into that need for supplemental dehumidification.
Gotcha. So I'm curious, is this like an aftermarket tool or attachment that you can put out on your
so
unit?
It's a light fixture, and we've had people where they put them in an old unit and then they get their unit changed out. You just move the fixture and move the lamp over.
Oh, nice.
And you install it in the new equipment. And we use a 2-year bulb on the one that we install. You know, the difference is $20 or $30 between a 1-year and 2-year bulb. And we really have found the ultraviolet light to be super effective for taking care of everything. Now, you want to have an inspection done, and you want to make sure that you don't have other issues brewing in there. You know, I mean, we've seen rodent damage and duct leakage and all kinds of stuff that's producing a heavy dust load, and you don't want the UV trying to kill anything that is coming from a dust load as a result of other damage. You know, I mean, so, you know, if you're contributing extra amounts of dust and then putting UV on it to make sure it doesn't grow anything, you got the cart in front of the horse, so to speak.
Oh, there. I gotcha. That makes sense.
So if you have questions or concerns like this and you don't get in on the air today, call us at the office, 850-934-2768. That's Gulf Coast Air Care. We're located in Gulf Breeze on the other side of this bridge catastrophe situation, but we are scheduling by area, so we're happy to drive around and put you in the schedule work to do inspections and cleaning and service work. We're just kind of grouping everybody together. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and you can go there and get some information and make an inquiry that way. If you want to send us an email, we're happy to help out. So
yeah, great information on your website. I always appreciate checking out your website. And you also have the newsletter available, too.
Well, you know, the newsletter, of course, I was gone last month, and we have had a COVID, Hurricane Sally. We've got a 2-month hiatus, so we didn't do an October newsletter. We're not doing a November newsletter. It's a combination of me and the workload that we've had and the printer. We've had some issues. So our newsletter will be back fresh to finish the season in December. I've already started working on that. But we do a newsletter every month. We send that information out just to kind of keep people with their finger on the pulse of, you know, like, okay, it's December, it's the end of year, we're going into heating season, what do I need to be thinking about? Of course, I always have some corny jokes in there and some tribute to some, you know, crazy.
That's my favorite
going
part.
On. Yeah, the funny bone, you know. And I don't like to always make it all about indoor air quality because that's boring, you know. I mean, you can call me and ask me your questions about that. But, you know, we want you to know who we are. We talked about stories at the beginning, you know, of the show. And we want you to know who we are, what our story is, and see if you are a fit for us to come out and engage and try and help you with a solution to your indoor air quality issues and problem. You know, I've owned this company 26 years, almost 27 next month. And we still have people that's like, oh, I didn't know you could clean ducts. I didn't, you know what I mean? It's been such a big part of my life for so long. It's like, really? There's people out there that don't realize you need to have duct cleaning done? And there truly are. There are houses that are 30, 40, 50 years old, never had the ductwork cleaned yet. And, you know, and they're like, well, how often should I have this done? Like, oh, more frequently than 46 years that you've lived at this house. So.
More than that, for sure. And so that raises a great point. We were talking a little bit before. I'm very fortunate to live in a brand new house, new construction, and want to keep it that way as long as possible and as efficient as possible. Would you have a recommendation for frequency, or is it time? We've been there about a year.
So an annual inspection is really key, because you don't want something to happen with your air conditioner just because you're not paying attention to it, or the furnace, whatever. For new construction, a quick inspection, we have an expectation that the house is right, it's tight, it's energy efficient. But I've seen new houses with all kinds of issues that they have there, from insulation issues to comfort issues or whatever. The best thing you can do in new construction is get good filtration, put a UV light in place, monitor your humidity, and try and run your thermostat. The hot part of the summer is behind us, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that Gulf's going to cool down out there. We're not going to have any more issues coming out of the Gulf creeping up on us.
Yes.
But, to try and run a house at 70 degrees in the summertime in Florida, you're setting yourself up for A, some disappointment, and B, some building science or indoor air quality related issues. I've seen ductwork that's brand new that had a 3-ton system, a house built in 2017. I'm sorry, 3.5 tons. We tested this one a couple weeks ago. It had a ton of duct leakage in it. They just did not get it right.
Uh-oh.
From the beginning. And, it was a big subdivision where there was a lot of construction, probably 30 houses going at once, and that crew did not do a good job. And we tightened that duct system up, and, the lady, she told me that the house is living completely different than what it was last summer and the summer before.
Wow. So how cool to have that comparison. So, I know that last summer, this is not what I was feeling or what my electricity bill reflected.
She said her electricity bill was down anywhere from 35 to 40%. And I'm like, wow, that's good. Because a lot of that electricity usage is HVAC, but a lot of it is domestic hot water too. So, when you see that much reduction in the power bill, it's like, yeah, something was going on and we got it fixed. So if we can help you, Gulf Coast Air Care, we're at 934-2768. We're over in Gulf Breeze, have been since the beginning. The beginning was in 1994. I was working at the Navy. I was working for DOD at the time, and I did not want to move to Cherry Point. I did not want to move to Corpus Christi, and I was transitioning out of the airplane business. Because I was still flying with the reserves then, and my wife found all this equipment in somebody's garage, and then they found this book about, this is a great way to make money, and next thing I know, I was in the air duct decontamination business.
Hey, just like that.
I couldn't spell decontamination one day, and the next day I was one, so anyways. it has worked out. Our anniversary for the company is the 10th of December, so I think I'll be back on before then. But if you have questions or concerns, we want you to know that we can help you with all kinds of indoor air quality related comfort, healthy buildings, air duct cleaning, filtration, UV lights, dehumidification. It's just a whole host of things that we can do. Call us at the office, 850-934-2768, or you can go to our website, which is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, we'll be happy to just answer your questions. If you would like to subscribe to the newsletter, call us, talk to Vanessa. I will put you on the list. We can send it out electronically or put it in the snail mail, so to speak, and we'll get that to you. And then you'll be up to speed. And, if you have a serious issue that you need a hygrometer, we bring those hygrometers with us when we come out. So, and I currently think we've been ordering those from overseas, and we are waiting on an order to come from somewhere on more hygrometers. So I think that's a really important tool for everybody to have and get a hold of. And right now, since the air conditioner's not running wide open, you want to be measuring humidity, because we're in that shoulder season of some days are hot, some days are cool, some days are nice.
That's it. Well, I feel even more special to get to have one this
morning.
You
go.
Thank you so much.
I will expect some feedback from you when we talk the next time.
That's right, and I will have it. And thank you so much again, Todd, for your service, and happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to all vets out there.